The Brady Report.
Tuesday morning. G'day, Ender.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Morning, everyone. We won't be talking cricket just yet.
Deal or no deal, Ender?
No deal for the Prime Minister. Big day today. Theresa May went to Europe. She had lunch in Brussels with all the key players in the Brexit negotiations. Today was the deadline day. The crux of the issue, the major, major problem for Theresa May is the Irish border. The Republic of Ireland, where I'm from, is staying in the European Union. Northern Ireland is obviously pulling out as part of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. So we've got the issue of the border, and for 20-odd years now, it's been absolutely fine. No police, no soldiers, no customs, people come and go as they please. And that's pretty much the way everyone and the whole of the island of Ireland wanted to stay. Theresa May had lunch today with Jean-Claude Juncker, big player in the European Commission, he's the president, lots of other key players involved, and she then made a phone call. There was the outline of an agreement. She made a phone call to the DUP leader in Northern Ireland, Arlene Foster, and at the end of that phone call, she came back and suddenly there was no deal. So it's interesting. Could there be a deal by the end of the week? Time is running out, and it's quite obvious that Theresa May needs to keep everyone happy because Arlene Foster's DUP is backing up this British government.
Now, Ian Botham, his final charity walk.
So he's finished it, and this was in Adelaide the other day. He has, in his years of walking, raised about $60 million in total over the last three decades of long, long, long walks. Started off in Scotland, all the way from John O'Groats in Scotland at the Land's End in Cornwall. He walked in South Africa, he walked Sri Lanka, and now he's walked in Australia. There won't be any more charity walks for Ian Botham. There's a lovely story in the papers today, Millsy, about why he started walking for leukemia research. 1977, he's a young, up-and-coming cricketer. He's playing in the southwest of England for Somerset, and he breaks a bone in his foot. Turns out Ian Botham went to the local hospital in Taunton. He got lost, and he ended up on a kids' ward. And he went in and he played some cards with these children. And he had a lot of fun with these kids. They were all suffering from something called leukemia, which back then we didn't know very much about. And he wished them a happy Christmas, and he said he'd see them in a few weeks' time. He went back a few weeks later, his foot had healed, and he asked where the kids were. And a doctor said, they're all dead, mate. And Ian Botham never really got his head around that, the fact that he'd been playing cards and joking and talking to these kids just a few weeks previously. That experience, getting lost on a hospital ward, stayed with him for the rest of his life, and that is why he raised $60 million in total for leukemia research and why so many children are alive today off the back of that money and his walks.
Well done, him. Good on you, mate. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.